Blog Talk Radio.
So, Bobby, you going to stand up and sing for us? You can get a little closer this way if you want to.
I once was lonely and I know I was a sinner too. I hear a voice from heaven saying there is work to do. I took the master's hand and joined the heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield with my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him, did I? Will serve him till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I lost my flag and banner. My staff is in my hand. I take it to Jesus over in the glory land. Over rough ways I have trodden. Call me to come to God. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I will serve him till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm fighting for the kingdom. The battle must be won. The trumpet will be sounding for the coming of the sun. I lay my arrows down, take up a robe of crown, and I walk the streets of gold with my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promise him that I will serve him till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I will serve him till I die. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Praise his holy name. Praise the holy name, Jesus.
Some glad morning when life is old, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, oh, I'll fly away, oh, glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh, glory, away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days are then, I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by,
Thank you, Brother Bobby. Sister Millie, got a song for us?
Number six. Yeah, I'll put it in my brain. Wait a minute.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I am on this wonder, consider I see the stars, I hear a roll of thunder, through fire the universe display. Then sing my song, my Savior God to thee, how great they are, how great they are. And sing my song,
the name of Jesus.
There's salvation in the name we love. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. What a lovely, lovely name, the name we love. There is victory in the name of Jesus. There is victory in the name we love. There is victory in the name of Jesus. What a lovely, lovely name, the name we love. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name we love. There is healing in the name of Jesus. What a lovely, lovely name, the name we love.
Thank you, Sister Millie. All right, before we get into our service tonight, I want you all to know to start Thursday night, we'll start meeting at 5 p.m. Because, as we can see, on dreary days, it's going to be dark here at 6. But at 5 o'clock, we'll be getting done, and there'll still be light enough for everybody to see to be kind of safe out there, as long as they drive halfway right anyway. But, you know, the thing about that is, we got a lot of them out there that don't drive right. And we have to be careful with them. But we will start meeting at 5. Same time on Sunday morning, but 5 o'clock on Sunday evening as well. I had kind of hoped that we'd make it all the way through this chapter. And so far, it don't look like we're going to make it. We started this morning with verse 81 and got to 104. But we're in Psalms 119. We're still in that 119. There's 176 verses in it. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. And it is basically all telling us about two things. That shows you how important those two things are. And yet today, they're the very ones that's being played down and misused and mistaught. Think about that. Wouldn't think that, would you? And Sister Millie, why didn't you bring your Bible tonight?
Oh, God, I had to know they
were terrible. Bobby, go in there and look on the end of the couch.
Hey, Bobby,
you'll find another Bible in there.
I'll be there to get my glasses.
All right. So we're going to be picking up this evening with verse 105. That marker should have it marked. I'm not saying it does, but it should. But we find here where the author of this is talking about actually about one thing, but for you and I eating it, there's two things, two ways. Now, and that thing is the Word of God. And almost every verse in this chapter 176 times. Actually, it's more than that, because some of these verses, he's telling us the same thing twice. But he's talking about us walking in the Word of God. He uses different words in different verses, but the words he used means the same thing. It means the Word and God's will and His way. And we're told to study them, to put them in our hearts. We're told to walk in them. Now, here in 105, he starts 105 with, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Most people don't see that because they don't want to take the time to study God's word. And even most that will read the Bible, they don't study his word. They read it as a storybook, which they don't get anything hardly out of it. And they don't see the depth of what is being said. You know, when I ended today, I ended this morning with 104, which says, "Through thy precepts, I get understanding." The word precepts he's using here for the purpose of the word. And he says that's where he gets his understanding. We get not only understanding from his word, but that's where also we get our knowledge, we get our salvation, we get our healing, and all from the word of Almighty God. Because you see, the word has been spoken by God himself. Now, we know that when these words were spoken, that they were spoken mainly in Hebrew. What we have is an interpretation from the original, but it's still God's word. The Lord our God is in heaven. He has to use mankind in order to work today on this earth, because he's not here in person. But one day, and one day soon, he's going to be here, because he's coming after the church. Mankind thinks, oh, you know, we got a long, long time. Not according to his word, we don't. Now, we don't know when. We don't know what week, what month, or what year. But we do know that it is close, very close, because he gives us things to watch for. He tells us what to watch for, what signs to watch for. But we don't do it. Most don't, put it that way. Most don't do it. Now, but once we begin to walk in that word, it is a light, as he gives it here, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Because what it does, it gives us that light inside so that we can see our way into the kingdom of God. Now, here in 106. "I have sworn and will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment." All that have been to Jesus and asked him for the forgiveness of their sins. Most made a promise at that time that they would study his word, that they'd live by his word, but very few has actually kept it. And when we really stop and think, the author that wrote this that we have here, as God was talking and guiding him, he didn't have what you and I have today. He didn't have that infilling of the Holy Spirit. And yet, he was close enough to listen how God was speaking through him. God was using him to speak through him. Now, you and I, we need to be taking heed and really listening. A lot of people, they go to church, they hear words, but they really don't hear. They're not hearing with the heart. Nothing settles in there, so they really walk away without having any understanding of what has been said that morning or that evening during that service. They don't take it away with them because they have not taken it with the heart. Now, Moses 6 said, he's telling us there, that he will keep the righteous judgments. Are we keeping them? Are we keeping his word? You may keep what words you know, but how much of his word do you really know? Not much. Because most don't really study the word of God. Now, and this is what this whole chapter has been about. This 119 Psalm. 107. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy what? Word. You see, there's no getting away from that. We are quickened by his word. We are strengthened by his word. We are made whole by his word. The only way you and I can share him with others is by his word. Sharing his word with others in order to share him. Because, you know, you can't share Jesus without sharing the word. The word. You can give him the name Jesus, but just giving him the name don't mean much. It takes his word to let them know who he is, what he is, where he came from, where he went, and where he is now. And shortly, where he is coming. You see, a lot of people today are talking about him coming back, him coming back. They're not even talking about him coming back to the church. They're talking about when he comes back to earth. But he's coming back on the clouds for the church, first of all. He's not even going to set foot on the earth. He's going to wait there on the cloud and call his people out of this world. And the word tells us we'll be changed in the twinkle of an eye. That's quick. And we're going to step out. We're going to leave this old body here on this earth. it's going to go back to dirt. We're going to put on that new celestial body and go on to be with him. Then we're going back to heaven with him for a while until that 7 years of tribulation is over. Then he's coming back to stand on this earth again in person. He'll be here again one more time. For 1,000 years, he's going to be king to rule this earth. And he'll be the only king. 1,000 years, Satan is going to be bound. Think about that. Him and his demons are all going to be bound in hell for that 1,000 years. But they'll be worse off at the end of that 1,000 years. Because at the end of that 1,000 years will be the great white throne judgment. And that's when all that is not with Jesus, Satan, his demons, and everyone that's lost, and hell itself will be cast into a lake of fire that burns forever. And as the scripture tells us, the worm never dies. In the eyes of God, then you're just as a worm. That pain will never end. Never end. I don't want that. Now, verse 8. Except I beseech thee the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. Now, what is my free will offering? That's my life. So when I went to Jesus to ask him for forgiveness, I made promises and a commitment to live according to his way and his will and by his word, to the point that not only have I brought them in to my heart and my mind, but that I walk in them daily. I walk in them. And when we do that, and we do it honestly and the best that we know how and understand, then he's always there with us to give us the help, the strength, and the guiding that we need. That's something to really think about, ain't it? Now, so far, we've covered 1, 2, 3, 4 verses, and every verse has been talking about nothing but his word, really. But it's been telling us how to live in them and with them and through them. Verse 9, my soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. We know our soul is in our hands because he has gave us a choice. Now, the way we choose to live is what will place us when we step out into eternity and where we'll spend that eternity. How did we live? Because, you know, when you really learn one of the words of God or one of the precepts, one of his ways or his commandments. You may not think about it for a while, but deep down, you really don't forget it. You may walk around it, but if you do, you're going to get in trouble. That's why we have a lot of things come upon us and come against us. It's because we are not walking according to his word. And we're not thanking him through the day. And we need to be continually growing. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, for an example, you come out tonight, you come over here, and when you come out of the house, what was the first thing you done? You got in the vehicle, didn't you? Did you ask God to bless that vehicle to get you here? Because most don't know. But you ask God to keep that vehicle running. Bless it, Lord. And he will, if you're his child. You won't have all this trouble that Satan wants to come against us with. Because the Lord will take care of it. Now, I don't mean Satan's going to quit and not come back, because he will. But when you tell him, Satan, you get out of my life, you get out of my vehicle. You do it now in Jesus' name. He's got to go if you are a child of God. He's got to go. It don't mean the next time you get in, he won't be there waiting. Then you'll have to do it again. Every day, I tell him, get out of my house. Get out of my house. Leave me alone. He's got to go right then, but it don't mean he ain't coming back. That's why I have him bless this house several times a day. And he is the only thing that is keeping me going. And I know that. I have no doubt at all. It's only by his power that I am going. Because it's only been by his power a long time that I've been going. No. But I'm growing stronger and stronger every day, too. And I know that. I'm growing stronger in the Word. I'm growing stronger in my life. I'm growing stronger in the Spirit. And I'm walking more and more and more every day in the Spirit of Almighty God. I can be sitting and watching television. And things, I can be watching a story. And things in that story, a lot of times, will bring me to tears. Because I've seen it as God would see it. And things and people that I know, I'll sit and weep about. Because I know now God is seeing them. Now, we ain't getting too far, are we? 110. The wicked have I laid a snare for me. The wicked have laid a snare for me. Yet I erred not from thy precepts. From his what? precepts, his way, his word. I haven't walked away from him. And I'm not going to walk away from him. I'm not going to quit teaching his word and go to teaching man's ways. No. 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. His testimonies. What is God's testimonies? His word. That's his promises. His word mainly are promises and the keeping of those promises. That's what his word is about. And he's saying here, this, thy testimony have I taken as a heritage forever. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. Verse 12, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. In other words, I have inclined my heart. I've taken into my heart things that I'm going to perform as what? They are his statutes, his word, his will, his way. Not mine, his. And where do I get them from? I get them from this book right here. This word is living. It is life and it is death. It's dependent on what you do with it and how you look at it. But so many don't do that. All right. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. What's a vain thought? That is a thought that is not only evil, but there's nothing to it. It's just of no use at all. That's a vain thought. How many of them do you think a day? And we don't need to be thinking them. That's why we need, through the day, to always be looking up to his kingdom, keeping him in our minds and in our heart. Then we won't be having these vain thoughts that there's nothing to. 114, thou art my hiding place and my shield. Who is my hiding place? The Lord Jesus Christ is my hiding place. He is my shield. And everything that I want as far as the kingdom is concerned has to go through him. And what the Father wants me to have will come back to me through him. And brought to me, how's it brought to me and you? It's brought to us by the Holy Spirit. That's why we have him. And Jesus told us, you know, just before he left this earth, he said, if I don't go back, he can't come. Why? Because he was with Jesus. And it took the three of them to make up the deity or the Godhead. Jesus told us, he said, if I don't go back, he can't come. But if I go back, I'll send him to you. And he did on the day of Pentecost. He sent him back to mankind. You know, a lot of us, we sit around and we wonder, how can this one be in all of us at the same time. We may wonder about it, but he don't. Because he's everywhere. Because that spirit that is you and I was put there by God. It was not put there by man. That's why abortion is so wrong. That baby was not put there by man and woman getting together. They helped, yes. They started a process, put that life there. And only he is legal to take it. And right now, our land has committed 66 million murders with the unborn. And doing it by the thousands and hundreds of thousands every day. And then they wonder why we're in the mess and the shape we're in. But see, if we could get them into the Bible, they'd know why. Because the Bible tells us what doing things that way will get us. He was our hiding place and our shield. And the author says, I hope in thy word. You see, we ain't away from that word. Because just as he hopes in the word, that is mine and your hope also today. Is in his word. 15. Depart from me, ye evildoers. And you say, well, am I not supposed to have anything to do with people that are not God's family? You're to talk to them about him, but you're not to do the things they do. You're not to associate and run with them. You are to spend your time with God's people. For I will keep the commandments of my God. We are to keep his commandments. And we find his commandments in his word. It all comes right back to the word. It don't matter whether we're talking about statutes, precepts, or commandments or testimonies. They all come back to one thing, and that's his word. 16. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. And what is my hope? The Lord Jesus Christ and the word. That's my hope. So that I can make heaven my home when I step out of this life. And we all are going to move one day. Maybe probably a little quicker than most. I know I'm blessed. I know God is blessing me every day. Because every day, he's given me life. Most will never see that much of life, as much as I have seen. Because as of last month, the 9th day of September, I turned 89 years old. Now, God tells us, in his word, in the New Testament, not the old, but in the New Testament, that actually our normal living years should be 120. And the only reason we don't live that long is because we're not living his way. We're putting too much of this world into our lives. Because our average lifespan is to be 120. Well, they've been some make it. And I'm talking about even in the New Testament. And yet, those that walk the closest on earth with Jesus all left this life, they were not old. The oldest one was John when he passed away. And he was the only one that died a natural death. The rest of them were martyred. They were killed. And they were martyred for his word. And because they followed him. And man didn't like it. Well, I'm not here to please mankind. I'm here to please the good Lord. Took me a long time to find that out. But I finally did. I'm here to teach his word and to teach it as it is. Not what I would like for it to be or what somebody else would want it to be. No. But it's what it says. 1:16. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live. Uphold me. Hold me, Lord. Keep me, Lord, so that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope. We're not to be ashamed of being part of his family. I'm not to be ashamed of being his child. And as I was telling them this morning, we all have so many titles. And I can remember, especially when I first got into the ministry and got into preaching, I'd be preaching pieces, talking after services to people, and they'd look at you and they'd say, well, just who do you think you are, a saint? Like, you know, trying to cut me down. Do you think you're a saint? What they didn't know, I don't have to think it. I know it. The Word said I was. If I'm a child of God, I'm a saint. I'm a child. I'm a saint. I'm a servant. I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. Some are deacons. We have many titles. But that is knowing who we are. That is knowing whether we know that we are a child of God or not. Then you will know. If you are a born-again child of God, you will know it. Because the Holy Spirit is there. And he won't be there unless you are a child of God. Now, 1:17. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Keep me up, keep me straight, and I'll be right there. I'll be belonging to your statutes. And I'll be keeping them. not once in a while, but continuously. 118. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes. For their deceit is falsehood. All of those that will not walk according to the Lord's statutes, he's letting us know that they're walking in deceit and falsehood. In 19, thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love thy testimonies. We know that he is going to take all the wicked of this earth and they'll all be put in hell. There'll be no blessing for it. And it will be destroyed in that lake of fire. It won't quit existing. When I say destroyed, I don't mean it's not going to exist anymore. But it's going to be destroyed from the Lord God. Because it'll have no way out of that lake of fire. There is no way out. There's no repenting when we get there. And we'll be ending with this next verse. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee. Are we really afraid of what God can and will do with us if we walk contrary to his word? We should be. Because we've sure been finding out all the way through this 119 of Psalms what he'll do with us. I am afraid of thy judgments. But you see, we don't have to walk in fear if you are a born-again child of God. Because you know, the day that we step out of this life and into the next, if you belong to his family and you are a born-again child of God, you're going to hear him say, good and well done, thy faithful servant, enter into thy rest. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear that other one. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. And that'll be the two things that'll be spoken on Judgment Day. And there's more going to hear that depart from me than those that'll be welcomed in. And we're told that. God tells us that. And we're going to stop there for the night. And looks like we're going to be hitting some more of it Thursday, and we'll get through the rest of Thursday, hopefully. But if we don't, we don't. Now, to share something else with all of you, so I told Brother Dennis this morning, we're going to be using the house here through the winter. Because we've got everything we need right here. And even if we are all here, Kenny and all of us, we've got room for them. So we're going to keep this until spring. Now, I am going to be working to get the chapel set up. Dennis liked the chapel this morning. He went up to see it and he really liked it. He said, you know, that's better than where we was at. But anyway, I've got to be at my VA doctor's in the morning, 11:15 in Louisville. I have to go once every year. They call it for a checkup. You don't get no checkup, but you have to go talk to him.
Yeah.
No, it's just talk to him. So, but, you know, because he ain't going to examine me. Now, they'll take blood. Nurse will do that. They'll take my blood, and he'll talk with him. But I am going to ask him who I need to talk to see about getting help on my hospital bill from the VA, because they should be paying some on it. Because we were told we could choose any hospital we want. So actually, they should be paying for the hospital, period. Well, this way, they're getting off a lot cheaper. Anyway, we'll change our time to 5. We'll stay here through the winter. But as I come back out of town tomorrow, I'm going to come back through Brandenburg. And I'm going to try and talk. I got to find out who the administrator for the courthouse is. And I'm kind of thinking that could be the judge exec, but I'm not sure. But I'm going to try. If it is, I'll be talking to it. But even if it ain't, I'm going to try to talk to both of them, because I do want to get the chapel set up come spring. Now, I want to get the porch and steps built as soon as we can, as soon as you and James and all, if you feel like it and can get the time to get it done. We need to get it done before the weather gets real bad. But be as it may, I'm going to do everything I can do to get the electric hooked up. And if I can't, Kenny and I were talking, we may, if I can't get them to release me for RECC will hook it up, we were talking about getting a generator. To get one strong enough to do what we have to do, we'll probably run between $3,000 and $4,000. It's going to take about a 10 in order to do everything we need to do to run air and all of that, you know. So we're going to have to do a little more saving. I am going to check and see what one will cost till I'll know exactly, but...
How big are you looking for one?
Huh?
How big are you looking for one? How big? What's a 10?
Yeah, a 10.
What is that?
It's a good size one.
Yeah.
10,000 watts? Or
yeah.
10,000 watts?
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be big enough to pull
air conditioner.
A trailer. Well, a house trailer.
Okay.
And now, not double wide, but
how many amps? I think they measure them in amps.
Okay. I'm not sure. We have to talk to somebody to see.
Find out how many amps.
Yeah, I will.
I'll find you one.
Yeah, I'm going to find out all that, and I'm going to find out what one big enough would cost us, you know, and all. But anyway, Dennis, he's on here now listening to me. He's hearing me tell on him. He liked the comfort of sitting here this morning. He said that couch is comfortable.
Yeah.
So he liked the couch because it was comfortable. And these are a little more comfortable than the other chairs. Even better.
You
want to
start signing.
So, is 5 o'clock all right with everybody? Now, I am going to ask you all, quit cutting it so short. Try to get here a little early. So at least you can speak to the ones that's on here.
Hi, James. Hi,
Jeannie. Come on, man. They get on at about between 15 minutes till and time.
Can I say hi?
But most of them.
Yeah,
they're on.
Hi, Dennis. Hi.
Well, they can't answer you. I'll have to look.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Kenny.
How y'all doing?
Kenny, you...
Yeah, he's here.
See, one of y'all got anything you want to say?
No, sir.
Start singing.
Millie told you, Dennis, to start singing.
And she can sing his part, ain't?
Well, I can't sing it.
He acts like he didn't even hear that.
I can't sing good, but it comes from my heart.
All right. Let's get ready and close now with prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. And Father, Israel and Jerusalem, we pray for peace for them. But Father, even more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Until one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. In this land of ours, Father, that has grown so evil. At one time, it was the leading nation on the earth in Christianity and teaching of Jesus. And it took him out of every place he was in. Father, help us. This coming election day, to remove from office all of those that was against the Lord Jesus Christ, that's against your church, that's against your people. And help us to replace them with ones that will work with us and for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the church. Work with us to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded. And that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for Dennis Lee, his wife Karen, for Kenny Powers and his family, for James Taylor and his, for Millie and Bobby and their family, for me, my family, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to work within the families to touch those, Father, that are not walking in your word. To help them see the light, that they stand in need of salvation. They stand in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring them to that knowledge so that none be lost, Father. All will be able to make heaven their home. Now be with all of us, Father, as we separate to go our own separate ways. Watch over us through the night. And through the next days, Father, days and nights, bring us back together again come Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. Father, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, Saturday I'm going to rest. If I'm ready, so that's my birthday.
Yeah, because see, if we keep meeting this time, it's dark out there right now. Of course, I've got a porch light that'll help you get to the car and all, but.
You're cheating on the funeral and something today.
Yeah, this counts.
But by meeting at 5, that'll let you get out of here while it's still light.
Yeah, these floors.
Yeah, I'm going to rest next Saturday.
There was a rug on it. No. I took the rug up, and I haven't refinished it yet.
Uh-huh.
Needs to be sanded and refinished.
Don't fall. It's
big. But Saturday I'm going to rest if I'm leaving, because that's my birthday, and I'm going to rest all day.
Now, he's got the weed eater in the car.
Yeah, the weed eater in the car.
I had told you all you could use it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you all have a blessed night. They on there?
Huh?
Good night, Dennis.
Yeah, hey, good night, all
good
of
night,
you.
Good night, everybody. God bless y'all.